We're learning Masech the Steinist of Yudah Min Aleph. The Mishnah says, "V'shloishim achesh v'shoyel masik gashamim." You start saying v'sein talamatul levracha yishoyel gashamim on the third day of Macheshvin, and we'll learn v'shivavai on the seventh day of Macheshvin. And the reason is because it's 15 days after Yom Tov. Atchiyetzei achron shivisol na'ar peros. Rishonim explain that really it could take a little bit longer. It sells dal meis parsis, and you go 10 parsais a day, so it's 20 parsais. It's 20 days. But they can go a little quicker. They go b'yom u'b'layla, and the machlokes is, do you wait for the very last one, or do you wait be'erich until they go? And the Gemara says, Amar Ablazer Lachik Rabbi Gamliel, and the Gemara says, Tanya, Chananya Aymu v'gayla atshishim b'tkufa. That's a different cheshvin. Instead of Zayin cheshvin, it's the 60th day of the tkufa, which is decided by the Shnei Schama. And the Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Machia Mishmalaka Chananya. So that's the Gemara. So just learning this Gemara alone, Kum Dais in Eretz Yisrael, it's Zayin Cheshvin, and in Gaila, in Bavel, it's 60th day of the Tkufa. That is the Gemara only in that Dalam and Beis. Within the Gemara Bur of Yechanan's Memra that says, Hischel Haskir Maskalisha. That as soon as you start the Askaris Kisham, and that's when you start the Shelis Kisham. So that would mean right after Yantif. And the Gemara asks the Stira, Rabbi Elazar here says, Halach Graming Amliyo, which is Zayin Cheshvin, Rabbi Yechanan says, Hiskalaska Maskalishal, that's the Gemara in the Avdalan of Abaze's Kasha. So the Gemara first said, Gavra Gavra Karamis. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan holds, a third man that you start the Shevelis Kishamim, right after Sukkot. Then the Gemara says, and they really don't argue, because Rav Elazar's Tumah in Bavel, we have Peri de Davra. Rav Yechon's Tumah in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have Peri de Davra, so you can start right away. Rav Elazar's Tumah in Bavel, we have Peri Spechut, so you can't start right away, because you don't want it to rain on the Peris. So Gemara says, but what do you mean? But Eretz Yisrael also says, Eilu Regolim. So Gemara says, Rav Yechon is talking about Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh. Then Gemara says, you could also say, Rav Elazar is talking about Bizman Hazeh. Bayis, Rav Yechon's Tumah Bizman Hazeh. So come days from the Maskon of the Gemara, learning that Gemara, putting it together with this Gemara, if we're talking about Bizman Hazeh that there's no early regolim, and also in a place where there's no Peri de Davra, like in Eretz Yisrael, so there you start right after Sukkot. When do you start Zayin Cheshvin? It depends. Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayim, when there's early regolim, and also in a place where there's Peri de Davra. So the Ritva says, "I bezai halacha l'maisa tainu d'Ritva." Today in Eretz Yisrael, they should start right after Yom Tov. And he says the Rav holds that way. His Rebbe, the Rav holds in Eretz Yisrael, the time to say the same talamot l'vracha is right after Yom Tov. You don't wait till Zayin Cheshvin. As I come day sugya from the Gemara of Dalanim and Beis, where our Gemara is talking about with Eilu Regalim, and the Gemara also threw in that by Peri the Davra also in the wait till Zayin Cheshvin, but in Eretz Yisrael it was manazet. Where there's no Peri de Davra, no early regalim, but mainly you start right after Sukkot. That should be Echlan, Bizman Shemaskel, Lahasker, Maskel Lishol. Problem is, the Rif is, does not bring the Gemara in the Avdal of Abbas. And he just brings out Gemara. And the Rambam Musso brings the Shia of Zayin Cheshvin, Feretz Yisrael, and he doesn't make a chilik between Bizman and Mesa Mikdash, he's bringing it for Bizman Azeb, and he doesn't make a chilik about Peri's Bechutz or not. And that's Taka the Minig in Eretz Yisrael to start Zayin Cheshvin. But what's the pshat? Why would you start Zayin Cheshvin? If there's no Peri de Davra and there's no Eli Regolim, the Gemara in Davdal of the Beis is pretty clear that you start right away. So the Ran, he'd be on the Rif, he goes through the Shach V'tar, he says he explained it, the Chidushim Shalai, which we don't have. The only thing he tells us is one Svara, that we there is a concept of Eli Regolim even after the Beis HaMikdash was the Charev, because they used to gather from all around to Yushalayim Bizman HaRegel, even after the Churban HaBayis, like the Ran says, Kamei She'asim Gam HaYayim, and because of those early regalim, quote-unquote, they waited till Zayin Cheshvin. Lamaisa, it's not like the Gemara of the Dalman HaBayis, and the Ran says he explained in his Kedushim, we don't have it. The Lecha Mishnah and the Goyin, the Lecha Mishnah and the Raman, Lecha Tzvila Perek Beis Lecha the Zayin, the Goyin and the Bir Agra and Simba Kufi Zayin, say that it's a serious of sugyas. This sugya doesn't bring anything about it. Vaisus, our sugya holds, it is no zman of being Shayel right after Yantiv, the Zman is either Zayin Cheshvin or Begayla Shishim, and they don't say clearly a reason why you wait till Zayin Cheshvin, if there's no Eli Regalim, maybe there was a Loi Plug, they didn't want to change the Halacha after the Beis Hamikdash was Chayim, but Al Kapanim, that's the first Ta'ara on the Gemara, this Zman in Eretz Yisrael, which today we do Zayin Cheshvin based on the Rif and the Rambam, that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara in Daf Dal and Mabei seems clearly that you go right after Yom Tov, and you have to be Miyashiv, and the Yishuv of the Lechem Mishnah, the guy in this, and that Gemara is arguing on that, and what's the reason to wait for Zayin Cheshvin is not 100% clear. The Ran throws in that there's still early Regalim even after the Zman of Churban. Tzarechin today doesn't seem to be early Regalim, and also today it wouldn't take them that long to get back. Now, another Nidin in the Sugya is about Begayla. Now there it says Atshishim Atkufa, which works with the Shnei Schama, doesn't work with the Shnei Slavana, and it comes out the way we count the secular calendar on December 4th, and that's the time when they where they started in Bavel, and Rashi says because it's a low area, and it doesn't need so much rain. And then Rashi says that when Nayik Bavel, L'chein Anu, Nayikim Shekol Menegeinu Achim Nei Bavel, we, meaning in Rashi's time in Chutzlaris, in France or Germany, they were Nayig 60 days for the Tkufa, because all Amin Hagim go Basel Bafo. Now the Rosh is very bothered by this. The Rosh both here and also in the Tshuvas. He says, what does that mean? If there's a Machlaikis, the Yushalmi and the Bavli, if there was a Machlaikis, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and the Bnei Bavo, so then I understand why we, in Chutzlaris, Paschal like the Bnei Bavo, would Grir and Echa Bavo. Mashenkinid is no machloikis. In Bavel they started Yom Shishim because that's when they needed water. We here in Europe, where the Rosh lived, need rain earlier. Why should we wait till Shishim Betkufa to ask for rain? And he says that in Provincia, the area between France and Spain, he saw that they did ask for rain from Cheshvin, even though they were in the Chutzlaretz. And he says, V'yashim ha'id ve'inai. He's ma'arech more than that in the Tshuvas. He says, Avakal v'chaymer, the Mishnah tells you Zayin Cheshvin. But in Bavel they said, we're going to wait till Shishim Betkufa. Why? Because we don't need rain. We don't need rain. So why should we ask for rain? We don't need rain. So they change from the Mishnah in order to accommodate their need of rain. So Kolshkein, we should go like the Mishnah. We should go back to the Mishnah to accommodate for our need for rain. Now the Dvar is also a very good kasha. The fact that Dvar that was going with the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and then in Eretz Yisrael, he held Halacha L'Maisa, you start from right after Yom Tov, he says, that Gemara is Mavur, that out of Eretz Yisrael, you start in Zion. Why? Because the Gemara originally was saying that Halon V'Haluhu, that in Eretz Yisrael, they start right after Yom Tov, but Lon meaning, we have Peri D'Davar, we have Peri S'Pachutz, so we wait for Zion. Why? Why don't you wait for Shishim Betkufa? What's found in Zion? The Gemara there says that Rabbi Lazar that said Halacha Kramim Gamliel was going not in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael you start right away, and Rabbi Lazar that Halacha Kramim Gamliel started in Zion was going in Bavel. So what's the Pshat? I begoyla et Shishim. So he says it must be there's two Bavels. There's Goyla means the Iker of Bavel. And as Bavel, I think what he means is Bavel is the name of a broader, there's a broader interpretation of Bavel, name of a broader region. And there's a specific Medina called Bavel. Like New York, New York. Like Bavel, the Bavel in Bavel. One of the Medinas of Bavel is called Bavel. You find that in other Gemaras as well. So there was Shishim at Kufa. But other places in Bavel, it's Mavur in the Gemara, they had Peri de Davra, so they didn't start right away. They started by Zion. So it is the Rosh and the Ritva, then having on Pashtus La'alacha, which is not Zion. It's not 100% clear who argues. I mean, Rashi is clearly saying that we're Nayik Bavel, even though what it means is that we need rain earlier. The Pirish Mishnayis La'Rambam also sounds that way. He says like this, he brings down Halacha Kram Lil, he says, V'chol Zev Eretz Yisrael, V'baratzes HaDaimus La'. Aval b'shar ha'aratzais v'zman sh'amot t'toy v'hagam b'ayis l'makim v'as n'ayis n'an kilu v'zayim b'machezvin. So he's saying Eretz Yisrael and lands similar to Eretz Yisrael would start in Zayin Cheshvin, but in lands where the the time for the rain is later, so that has like a din of Zayin Cheshvan. He says pretty clear that even out of Eretz Yisrael, but the lands that are similar to Eretz Yisrael, meaning that they need the rain earlier, they would take a start like Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in Yad is a little confusing. The Rambam says like this: Mishivul Mecheshin Shalom Sikashamim, but Medvar Murim Beretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. That's when you start Zayin Cheshvan. Aval b'Shinar u'b'Suria u'Mitzrayim u'Mekaymes of Smuchas Leilu. Shinar is Bavel, and Syria and Egypt and places that are close to these places. V'Adayim Lehem. Shalom Sikasham Miyem Samach Achet Kufis Tishrei. So he's clearly expanding the Gaila. The Gaila, that's the Kesem Mishnah says, all these places, Shinar, Suryah, Mitzrayim, Mekaymus, and Smuchas, are all Gaila. But he doesn't say clearly, I mean, we'll speak a little bit, maybe he does, but he doesn't say clearly, what's the din in places that are not Shinar, Mitzrayim, Suryah, and Mekaymus, and Smuchas, but they're not Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't say, but Medvum, Eretz Yisrael, Ubedayim, Eretz Yisrael. So it's very unclear. Now, Kavanim is the problem. We know our minig is like Rashi, then in Chutz Laretz, we do the Shishim Lutkufa. And even in places where it needs rain earlier. And the Rashi is a Pella. Why? Why wouldn't we do Zayin Cheshvan if it needs rain earlier? So the Ritva brings the Teretz in the Ra'ah that he says that Chazal only made two Zmanim. They made a Zmanim after Yantif, and they made a Zmanim Samach Lutkufa. So Shigal Shver, we do have a Zman of Zayin Cheshvan, but that's how he's going. That there is no more Zman of Zayin Cheshvan. Zayin Cheshvan was only for Eilu Regalim, and when you don't have Eilu Regalim, you only have two. You have right after Yadiv, that's Eretz Yisrael, and you have Samach Tkufa. So when you have Peris Bedavra, and you can't do it right after Yadiv, then you have to wait till Samach Tkufa not to make three separate Zmanim. That's Teichen Dvarov. And if you need rain, so you can ask for it in Shmei Tvila. He's Mayrech there, but that's all the Shitasai that in Eretz Yisrael, they don't wait for Zayin Cheshvan. And he's saying that in our places, we can't do it right after Yantar because of the period of the Davra. So Mela was stuck with the Zman of Shishim, Latkufa, we don't want a third Zman. But Lamaisa, we paskin, that even Bizman is there in Eretz Yisrael is Zayin Cheshvan. So why can't we do Zayin Cheshvan in all the places which need rain before Samach Latkufa? That was the Pella. I didn't really find much of a teretz on it, except I found the teretz in the Sefer Teretz of Alexander Moshe. He was a very big gadol, in the end of the 1800s, from Alexander Moshe Lapidus. Very, very big gadol, very big iluy. And he says the following teretz. He says, the etzim, the halacha would be, that Chazal would make one day, and everyone would do it that day. It doesn't matter if you need rain, you don't need rain. You do it in one specific day. And that day would be Zayin Cheshvan. Why in Bavel day differently is not because, that wasn't the primary reason, because they needed rain at a different time, so they didn't start Zayin Cheshvan. For that alone, no, we have a loy plug. That's the way the same Talamata works, is a loy plug. Everyone has to rain at the same time. So how come in Bavel they switched it to Shishlam Utkufa? Because there's another machlokes they had with the Bnei Yitz Yisrael. That the Bnei Yisrael held that you go basiyam Mishnei Slavana, even though the actual need for rain is not only Mishnei Slavana. The time could fluctuate, the Mishnei Slavana could fluctuate from the Mishnei Slavana several weeks in either direction. But still, my plug, we go with the Mishnei Slavana. So the agriculture really works with the Mishnei Slavana. It's not an accurate Zman. But it's still held that's a Zman that we have to use, and the Meibaval Fakert. You have to use the Mishnei Slavana, because that's the accurate Zman. So once, anyway, so they would have done Zayin Cheshvan. But the problem is, they would have to do Zayin Cheshvan Lefishi Tassim of the Shnei Schama. And, so they're not going to have the same day as Eretz Yisrael anyway. So Mela, they had to be convey a new day, simply because they wanted a Shnei Schama day. They felt that you're not allowed to do it for Shnei Schama, you're allowed to do Shnei Schama. Once they've been convey a new day, so they made it Basa where they needed the rain, which is Shishil Matkufa. Now, in the Machlekes Mahalacha, whether you do Shnei Slavana or Shnei Schama, we pass in Mahalacha like the Bnei Bavel. And since we pass the Bnei Bavel, so the time we're going to use, there's a din of using one time for the whole world, so we pass the Bnei Bavel, so the time we're going to use is their time of Shishim. But it doesn't matter each individual Medina where they need rain. Even in Bavel, they wouldn't have changed it for that. There's one time for the whole world. But it ended up being two times because it's a machlekes. Do we do Shnei Slavana? Do we Shnei Schama? So Mela, So Kumtai says in Chisan, Lefi what he's saying, when Rabbi Elazar said Alacha Kramim Gamliel, and when Rabbi Barachia Mishmuel Alacha Chananya, they're arguing. Rabbi Elazar Alacha Kramim Gamliel, that means the whole world has to do Zayin Cheshvin. And Shmuel Alacha Chananya, that means the whole world has to do Shishim. But, and the way it worked was, is the Bnei Yitzisrael were Makabal the Psaak of Rabbi Elazar Alacha Kramim Gamliel of Zayin, and the Bnei Chutzlar is Makabal the Psaak of Shmuel, then it's Meshishim, because you go about to the Shnei Schama. Now, Alachol Lamaish, like we know, we pass like Rashi, even though we need rain earlier, we wait till the Shishim. The Ramah says, it's Shalom what the Ramah means. The Ramah says that B'di'evid, if in your place you need rain, and it's not in the time that you say the Saint Talamat to Levracham, you have the Rosh Hashita that if you need rain, so you should be Shalom the rain. So let's say in America you shall the rain after Zayin Cheshvin. So according to the Rosh, you did good. So Ramah Paskins, that you don't repeat Shmei Nesher, even though Chachila you don't say the same time about the Rosh, but don't repeat Shmei Nesher. But it's a Machlekes in the Paskim. The Ramah's Mashma, the Ramah's Lashon is Mashma that he's dealing with a case where there was a drought, where there was a serious need for rain. In that case, so you don't do the rain, at least not in Berchus Hashanim. And if you do, but let's say you don't really need, it's not like there's a serious need for rain, it's just that rain's not a problem. We're supposed to have rain now, but it's not the pshat that we need a tefillah for rain. Let's say it is raining already. So in that case, a lot of achrayim say in the Ramah that you are machzir, the Derech HaChayim and the Chai Adam, halacha l'maisa, if you said the same talamat l'vracha after Zayin Cheshvin, which is not a simon klal l'bechlal, but that's not the time you're supposed to say in the Chutz La'aretz, the Yarmazir I say, but the Birkei Yosef and the Shari Tshuva would be like their advance, that if in this place it's not a Simon Klal, the Inakim Mazir I say, the Birlacha brings all this down, and he says it's a Machlekes of Paiskim, so you should daven again, but be Masna, that should be B'Teres Nadava. So again, Legabe Eretz Yisrael, and Avdal Namabez, it sounds like without Eilu Regalim, you start right away, but Lamaisa, we Paskim, you start by Zion, and the Lechemishna Gain say, because this Gemara is arguing on that, the Gemara there, and Legabe Goyla, which is Babel, they didn't need rain till Shishim at Kufa, but the Gavi, the places that need rain earlier, there is a need in the Rishonim. The Rosh is very, very bothered why we shouldn't ask for rain earlier. Halacha l'maisa, we say we don't, and there's a shaila b'di'evid, if you did, could be that makes it that you don't have to be chayzer. Now, there's another issue. What about asking for rain after Pesach in places where you need rain after Pesach as well? That's what the Tshuvas HaRosh was talking about, Beikah. This Tshuvas HaRosh in question is called Dalad Eis Yud. He says like this. He says, in Germany, the main rain that you need is between Pesach and Shavuos. That's when you need the rain. So why would you stop saying the same Talamud L'Racha on Pesach when you still need rain afterwards? That is the main time you need the rain. And Eretz Yisrael, you didn't need the rain anymore. Like the Gemara says, Yatzin Nisan is a Simon Klala. But here we desperately need the rain afterwards. Why would we stop asking for rain? And even in these Medinas, like he says in Provincia, when he was traveling and he went past those Medinas, and they Taka started asking for rain on Zayin Cheshvin, he was very happy about that, they also stopped by Pesach. So time to rush, Memanavshach. If you're saying whenever you need rain, you should do it, so why would you stop by Pesach time? He said that you should continue. So they told him, listen, starting Zayin Cheshvin was a minig, because that's how they learned of the Gemara. You start Zayin Cheshvin, but Goyla specifically in the places where you don't need rain till Samach B'Tkufa. But the Gemara never said anything about not stopping by Pesach. So that's what their minig was, to start Zayin Cheshvin and stop by Pesach. Now to change the minig because of the Rosh Hashanah, they weren't willing to do. Now the Rosh also describes there in the Tshuva, very interesting, that one year after Pesach there was no rain and it was a tremendous crisis. And they were all fasting. And on Shabbos, where they couldn't fast, like upon him, even on Shabbos, they were saying, Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. It was like a tremendous crisis. There was no rain. It was after Pesach. So the Rosh thought, at this time, I could get everyone to go and change and say the same Talmud to Levracha, even though it's after Pesach. But it didn't work. No one listened to him. He wasn't able to get it done. So he brings, in the Tshuva, he brings an interesting Lechaira, Steve in the Rambam. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis and the Rambam Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis says, this is Lashon. Now, Bishara Ratzis, Hashel Bizman Shamat the Toiv Agam Baisamakan. If in other lands, not Eretz Yisrael, the time that you ask for rain is the time when the rain is good and proper for that place. V'nasan oisa zman kilu zayin b'machezven. And that zman is kilu zayin b'machezven. And Be'ikhi is trying to say that you can't ask him zayin b'machezven because the rain is no good. But he writes like this. The rain starts by Nisan. There are places where Machezven is like a summer month, where the rain is not good then. But the Nusach of the Rambam sounds like that these are Ratzais, that you're not Shail till Nisan. And it sounds like you Shail Nisan, and L'chari means even after Pesach. But in Yad HaChazaka, after he says that in Eretz Yisrael you do on Zayin Chezven, and in Shinar, Mitzrayim, Surya, Mekayimus HaSmuchalem, you start from Shishal Mitkufa, he writes like this, Perek Beis Lachi Yitzayim, Mekayimus HaSmuchalem, Shishal Mitkufa, Mekayimus HaChama, Kegoyim, Iyayom HaRachaykim, Shoyalim HaSmuchalem, Mekayimus HaSmuchalem, B'Shemei HaTfilah. Places which need rain, specifically in the summer months, like distant islands, you ask for rain at the time that they need it in Shemei HaTfilah. What about Erech Zashanim? It sounds like you don't ask him Berech Zashanim. So the Rambam Birsh Yishnai sounds like the places that need rain B'mei Nisan, that's Zayin Cheshvan. That would sound like you do it in Berech Zashanim. But the Rambam in Yad says the places which prung need rain in the summer, you ask for the rain B'Shemei HaTfilah. So you don't ask him Berech Zashanim. So the Rosh says, come on later about Ninveh, that Mekayimai Shein Tzichel Gshamim means Yechidim. They're just cities. They're Yechidim. It's not a land. It's not a country. It's just a city. A city is Yechidim. Yechidim can't have his man Meyuchid for the same Talamad of the Racha. They have to ask it by Shemei HaTfilah. Now, Shengen, if you have a country like Ashkenaz, like Sfarad, Spain, Germany, those aren't Yechidim. That's a whole country. So there, Avada, you would ask even in Berech Zashanim, even after Pesach. That's the rush. The Kesef Mishnah says, no. The Kesef Mishnah says, the Mekayimus Shein Tzrichim L'Gsham Meisachama Gani Hayom Erechaykim are countries. They're not cities. They're countries. But the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos didn't explain completely. He explains a little bit more here. In places that you need rain, B'Meisachama, you have to ask it. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says, you ask for rain, doesn't say where. Here he explains, you ask the rain in Shemei HaTfilah. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That if you have countries which need rain, you don't ask for the rain in Berech Zashanim, you ask the rain in Shemei HaTfilah. That's what the Ramah says. If you did ask it in Berech Zashanim, and that's what we said over that Machlekes, does that mean only because they desperately need rain now, or is it even Minastam? Now there's an interesting discussion in the Peskim, which came up even earlier. What about the lands that are south of the equator? There's the Marchash, the Chuvas Teres Chaim, he was in the door after the Beis Yosef, he was asked about Brazil. Beis Yosef, there was a Yishuv of Eden in Brazil, way back in the early 1600s. Shnigel Chiddish, Mislama, they were fleeing persecution. And he writes a Chuva that they should ask after Pesach, where they need rain, that's the winter months for them, in Shemei Tefillah, not in Berech Zashanim, like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Rush. No one agreed to the Rush. But he says that B'mais, when they have Zayin Cheshvan, when they have their Yemais HaKayetz, from Sukkot to Pesach, he says they shouldn't ask for rain altogether. They can't ask for rain in Berech Zashanim, because rain is Mazik. So Mela, they don't ask for rain altogether. They ask for rain in Shemei HaTfilah, when they need the rain, and between Sukkot and Pesach, they don't ask for rain at all, because it's a Siman Klala. Now the Tshuva is written by Yitzhak Elchanan and by Shmuel Salanta and other Gedalim. It's a sefer called Beis Avram from Efreshevitz that he wrote the Shaila. He was in Australia, but he explained the Shaila to them that the rain is not Mazik B'chlal in the winter in Australia. Maybe it was in Brazil. The rain between Sukkot and Pesach is not Mazik B'chlal. I mean, it's like America. You always need rain. It's just the summer months are Sukkot to Pesach and the winter months are Pesach to Sukkot. So they said that between Pesach and Sukkot, when they really need rain, they should ask for Shmei Tefillah. And again, I'm not sure if they should always do that, or they should do it when they taka need rain. When taka they see there's no rain. But he says, between Heyais, the rain's not being mazik, even though this is not the rainy season, this is the summer season, but the rain's not being mazik, they can have rain all year round. So they should say the same Talmud Matil Levracha from the Shishna Metkufa, like the Chutz La'aretz. They shouldn't change from Chutz La'aretz. So Halacha L'maisa, the way they're learning, if the rain's not mazik in the summer, which the summer by them is Sukkot to Pesach, so then they do the regular same Talamatul of Racha like everyone else, starting from December 4th. And if they do need rain in their winter, from Pesach to Sukkot, they should ask an Shemaya Tefillah. One more interesting thing, the Pesach can discuss, what's the din if somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, and it comes to Chutz La'aretz, it's now between Zayin Cheshvin and Shishul Metkufa, December 4th. Or the other way, let's say someone lives in Chutz La'aretz, and it comes to Eretz Yisrael sometime between Zayin Cheshvin and December 4th. So what does he do? Does he do the same Talamat Levracha like the land he comes from? If he came from Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Cheshvin, even when he's in America, if he came from America, December 4th, even when he's in Eretz Yisrael, well, no, it all goes basu where you are at that time. So the Pri Chadash in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin brings the Radvaz. The Radvaz says like this. The Radvaz says, if people of Eretz Yisrael come to Chutz La'aretz, he says, in two cases, they would have to do like Eretz Yisrael. First of all, if they're planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael while they're still asking for rain, then they are shel Eretz Yisrael. Also, if they left a wife and children Eretz Yisrael, then there was a shel Eretz Yisrael. So Advas says there would be shel to Chutz La'aretz if they're going to stay there for the entire zman of Sheilas Kishanet, and they don't have a wife and children Eretz Yisrael. If they either have a wife and children Eretz Yisrael, or they're going to return to Eretz Yisrael while it's still the time of Sheilas Kishanet, then they ask like Eretz Yisrael. So Pri Chadash argues on two points. First of all, he holds Ishu Banan doesn't count. Telling you, not telling Ishu Banan. Second of all, he holds, he agrees to us in Lachzar, but he extends that a little bit. He says Ishu Banan doesn't count. So mainly, even with an Ishu Banan, if you're not planning on returning your Shel Kuchot Slaritz, but if you're planning on returning, it doesn't have to be that you're planning on returning B'shash Sheilas Kishanet. As long as you're planning returning that year, you count like Eretz Yisrael. And I assume the pshat is like this, because you need the rain in Eretz Yisrael, because you're going to be there this year, so the peiros that you're going to eat later this year need the rain right now. So Mela, that's why you shel Eretz Yisrael. But if you're not planning on returning this year, you're planning on staying for a year or two, so Mela, you shel Kuchot Slaritz. Even if you have a wife and children in Eretz Yisrael. So here's already two machlekes in, they're advising the Pri Chadash. One is wife and children, do they make a difference? And Beis, the Daita Lachzar, does it have to be Daita Lachzar Bezman Sheilas Kishanet, but Daita Lachzar that year? The Pri Megadim agrees to the Pri Chadash. He adds one thing. Let's say Ben Chutz La'aretz goes to Eretz Yisrael. Also depends on the year. If someone from America is in Eretz Yisrael, if he's planning on returning to America that year, he's sure like America. But if he's planning on staying the entire year in Eretz Yisrael, he's coming back the next year, then he's shy like Eretz Yisrael. So far we said over the Radvaz, the Pri Chadash, and the Pri Megadim, which agrees to the Pri Chadash, and just expands it to Chutz La'aretz that goes to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Behetiv brings that the Marikash and the Lachas Ketana say that if you have Ishu Banim Eretz Yisrael, you shall carry Eretz Yisrael B'chol Inyan, which is like the Radvaz. So that's one Machlekes, the Ishu Banim count. Now the Behetiv writes something which is not 100% clear what he means. He writes like this, Shemati Mera Yitzchaki, Sheshama Me'ari Molkoi, Shemaraz Gut of the Kamak Del Echayin Cholko Al Makash. He brings the Marikash that Ishu Banim Eretz Yisrael, Yishel Keretz Yisrael, and he brings from the Rav Tzaki that the Kamak Del Echayin argue on the Marikash, Bezev Yishel Kamei Chutz La'aretz. Nechayin Pasuk with Chuvas Bashul Simon Shinchav Gimel. And the Shaila is he only arguing about the Marikash, the Minigeya Ishu Banim? How about by Osad Lachzar? So Mishnah Berurah says that the Behetiv is Mashman is Tumat Dafka by Ein Daita Lachzar. So Kumtes hold exactly like the Pri Chadash. They're just saying that the Marikash said the Ishu Banim Beit Yisrael, Yishel Keretz Yisrael. They're saying no, even with the Ishu Banim Beit Yisrael, you still Shel Kechutz La'aretz. But he writes, V'tzorech La'ayin, V'tshuvas Dvar Shmuel, V'seif Yad Ayin Kisham Mekayrib. If you look in the Dvar Shmuel, you see clearly, he's saying it even by Daita Lachzar. So Kumtes is the third cheetah. And they hold, wherever you are, that's where you shall. It doesn't matter where you're going to be next year or next minute. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you shall carry Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you shall go Chutz La'aretz, period. So Kumtes says that. Let's talk about a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Chutzlaritz. If he doesn't have an issue of Banim in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not planning on returning this year, everyone agrees he shall go Chutzlaritz. If he is planning on returning this year, or if he has an issue of Banim, it's a Machlaikis. It's two different Machlaikis, and it's a Machlaikis. So what's the Achra? What's the Lachal Lamaisa? So Yigus Maisha says something interesting. He says, hey, yes, we're having a big problem understanding why in America we wait till Shisha Mitzkufa, while we wait till December 4th. We need rain earlier. Okay, that's the minute. So of course, anyone who lives in America will have to wait till December 4th. But he lives in Eretz Yisrael. And he has an issue about him in Eretz Yisrael, let's say. Or he's planning on going back this year. In either case, it's a suffix. Once it's a suffix, so then we're really going to throw in the Dasa Rosh, and anyway you should be Shayel earlier here. It's not a Dasa and Klala. And there are Masas, but the Evid, it works. And there are Rashas, naming on a guess, there are Masas, the Evid works in all cases. So Mamela, Hayes, there's no mini kavu with this, we're going to go with the Svar of the Rosh, that he should be Shayel. That's Ramesh's Ptak. And Lechayer, Ramesh would hold the same way for Karet. Let's say someone's calling from Chutzlar, it's the Eretz Yisrael. If he's planning on staying this year, everyone agrees he's Shayel Keretz Yisrael. But even if he's not, he's planning on going back, where there will be a Machlekes. Could be Ramesha with Naaman, he should still be Shayel Keretz Yisrael. Because any time it's Al Kapanim and Machlekes, then we're already Naaman, like the Rosh, that even the place where he's going back to needs rain. So why shouldn't he save his Saint Talamat de Lebracha? Rav Shlomo Zalman had a different Achra. Rav Shlomo Zalman's Achra was that, let's go first, Ben Eretz Yisrael going to Chutzlar. So he says, if he already started, right, if he made the trip after Zayin Cheshvan, he already started with St. Talamad of Racha, then there's another Svar, that once you started, you don't stop. Even though now he's in America, since he started saying St. Talamad of Racha, he don't stop because he got to America. Fine. If he didn't start yet, he left before Zayin Cheshvan. So then he says he should, since it's a Machlokes, he should go do a Shmei Tefillah, because he yates in Shmei Tefillah. And he said, it's Nachim Leimar, Tayv Leimar, V'sein Talamad L'Vracha Be'etz Yisrael V'ratzis Tzichel Mazeh. Rather than Stam saying V'sein Talamad L'Vracha in Shemei Tefillah. But a Ben Chutzlar, it's in Eretz Yisrael, if he's not planning on going back, he shall carry Eretz Yisrael. If he's planning on going back, so Reb Shlomo Zalman also would tell him, since it's a Machlokes, you should do it in Shemei Tefillah. One more Nekuda, that I saw also in the Medrash Dirshum, he brings from the Birkei Yosef, that let's say you're about tefillah. Let's say you went to Eretz Yisrael somewhere between Zayin Cheshvan and Shisha Mitkufa. You're planning on going back, and according to Kama Paiskim, you don't say the same Talmud Devracha. But if you're about tefillah, if you could say Chazaris Hashatz and say it, because the Chazaris Hashatz is not for you; it's for the Tzibur. The Tzibur is saying the same Talmud Devracha, and there's nothing wrong with the Yosh Tilishvayne actually not saying it and the Chazaris Hashatz saying it. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman over Chosu Paskind.